John Carson and his 31-year-old daughter, Emily Carson, attended today's hearing to find out what changes might be in store for them personally. John was seated in the front row of the audience in a metal folding chair. Emily, who has spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy, watched the event from her enormous black wheelchair parked near her dad.
Emily, they were talking about Medicaid today, which is where you get your money. So is that why you came today?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you enjoy your time today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily Carson is hearing impaired and moderately mentally retarded. Thanks to Medicaid, she receives 10 hours of personal care every week that includes bathing, meal preparation, and getting to the bathroom. Funds also help pay for her transportation to volunteer jobs that get her out of the house and keep her motivated. But John Carson is doubtful there will be funding for that this year.
Obviously, that would be the first thing to go. She'd end up being isolated. She'd end up being requiring a lot more care.
Carson says he knows the state's budget is tight and that state health officials have tough tasks ahead.
I hope that the people making the cuts can be sympathetic to the end recipient of the service. Looking at the committee, I judge that they have that ability. Their hands in a difficult position, you know.
Today's forum was held by a state-appointed Medicare Advisory Committee that will help the Department of Health and Human Services decide what to cut. The Secretary of DHHS, Lanier Cantzler, says lawmakers didn't list specific dollar amounts when they cut $350 million from the program in June.
They listed the various things that they wanted us to do, such as cut provider rates, eliminate inflation factor from any cost-based reimbursement, modify some services, increased generic utilization, and a list of other things. So we are working all of those things.
Cantzler says the reduction is one of the largest cuts to Medicaid in the state's history. The total impact comes to about $1 billion because state spending on Medicaid is matched by the federal government. Suggested cuts include everything from eliminating optical services and supplies for low-income patients to a 2% rate reduction for healthcare providers. That means providers would shoulder more of the cost to treat patients. Dr. Karen Smith heads the state's Medicaid Advisory Committee.
I really think the key thing that I would ask each person to do, whether you are a provider of service or a recipient of service, is recognizing that we must all come together in our communication. And we really must communicate. It should never be a one-sided process.
State officials presented two PowerPoint presentations today that outlined possible cuts. Raleigh pediatrician Dr. Peter Morris said they were sobering. He's the board chair of Action for Children, a nonprofit child advocacy organization. He's worried that the proposed rate reduction for health providers will discourage doctors from treating low-income North Carolinians.
How many physicians across the state might withdraw from the Medicaid program? How much less access to care might there be? How much more use of emergency rooms might there be? And a backfire. You could have saved money from changing the outpatient rate, but you'll spend more money by using the emergency room.
In the end, county governments must often pick up the cost of emergency room visits patients can't afford to pay for. State officials will hold two more forums to get public input on the proposed Medicaid cuts. The next is scheduled for September, and the last public session will take place in October. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.